Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're talking NFL Draft, as always, here at CollegeToPro.com on the Players Platform Show, bringing you the latest and greatest NFL Draft prospects as they make their path towards the 2016 NFL Draft. We're wrapping things up. We got done with the Senior Bowl recently. We were previously at the East-West Shrine Game. And the next phase for a lot of these NFL Draft prospects, the top-notch guys, is the NFL Scouting Combine. That takes place at the end of February. And then players are going to be working out and as they prepare for their NFL pro days at their schools and whatnot. So it's a very tedious, hardworking, grinding time for a lot of these kids. A lot of stuff goes unnoticed behind the scenes of the grind that these guys have to do on the constant workout every single day. And then, you know, that coincides with making sure the body doesn't get pushed too far where you tweak something and prevent yourself from, performing at either a combine or a pro day, because those are critical moments. And then obviously after that phase, we get in the process of, private workouts, team visits, team days, where these guys have another opportunity to kind of perform under the watchful eye of coaches and scouts that hail from the NFL. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by today. We have Lincoln safety or defensive back Jahlil Reddick. He'll be kind enough to call in and take a little time and share what he brings to the table. Previously started his collegiate career at Morgan State and ended it at Lincoln, but again, very talented defensive back, tenacious. Not the biggest guy, but pound for pound, he's a pretty feisty guy out there. And we'll kind of get behind the scenes what he brings to the table and why he's a guy that you may want to look at moving forward as we move forward to this NFL draft process. But we're going to have him call in. Later today, we have a couple other guests. We have Antonio Glover from Georgia Southern, fantastic kid. He was invited out to the NFLPA game, long, rangy safety, six picks, but he shows up in the box as well. And like I said, he can really get after it, and great range. I think that's the thing that stands out. But with that said, and as promised, Jahlil Reddick kind enough to join us. Jahlil, good morning. How's the day treating you so far?
The day is going good, Mr. Bo. It's going real good. How's your day going?
Going great. We're excited to get you on to kind of delve into what you bring to the table, why we should take notice. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking and hoping to get to this next level?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it because the time had winded down so fast. It was like my season just went by. After game five, it was like everything else was just a speed race.
And for you, I mean, have you been playing football since Pop Warner days? I mean, you're a young kid, 5 or 6.
Yes.
Were you already on the field?
Yes, I was already on the field. I was actually doing a dual sport, playing basketball and football. So it was kind of crazy to understand that, like, I wouldn't even be able to play college ball anymore. And then I got my brother here. He's playing at my school. So I wish that we had more years on the field together. But, you know, time goes, and I'm just moving on. And sooner or later, he'll be taking the same steps as me.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, have you always kind of had that extra gift? I mean, even at that young age, if in the Pop Warner days, were you scoring, you know, basically if the ball was in your hands, were you finding the end zone pretty easily?
Yeah, I had a niche for the end zone, but I wouldn't just call it a gift. I worked hard every day, you know, and I just always remain humble.
Nice stuff. Once again, Jahlil Reddick, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. So now you start your career at Morgan State, correct?
Yes, I started my career at Morgan State in 2010.
And then how did you end up, talk a little bit about, you know, what went right, what went wrong, and then kind of how you ended up at Lincoln?
Morgan, it was definitely a great program. You know, the coach definitely kept us in the weight room a lot. My redshirt year was my true freshman year. I actually redshirted. So I used that year to develop more. Then as the years went on, I still played there. But then 2013, our coach Donald Hill, he was fired. So the whole coaching staff was released that year. So I had to find a new home because I wasn't sure.
Okay.
With the new coach coming in late in the spring, I didn't know whether or not scholarship money would still be the same or anything. So I wanted to make a decision ahead of time that best fit for me.
Nice. And then obviously the transfer to Lincoln, and the rest is history. Now we're talking you know, about the future. For you, I mean, let's kind of break things down. I mean, if, you know, scouts, and I know reading your bio, you have that, you have had some conversation with teams?
Yes. While I played at the Tropic Bowl in Miami, which was like an All-American Bowl, it hosted a lot of Division One A teams. I was probably me and my teammate Brandon Rowe was probably the only D2 players on the team's roster. And now, while I was out there playing and we were doing one-on-one, scouts would talk to us during and after practice, and I received interest from the Cleveland Browns. The San Diego Chargers talked to me at the airport. The New England Patriots gave me an interview. I actually was approached by Patrick Peterson's father, and he's now going to be my trainer out in Pompano Beach for my pro day. So I got a lot of
experience. And is that a little bit of a surreal feeling, knowing that, you know, you just got done talking to Team X and you just, you know, got done talking to Team B? And what's it like? I mean, does it kind of put some validation in the work that you're putting on the field, that they're recognizing you a little bit?
Yes, it definitely did. It felt real good. And at the same time, some days I had to pinch myself because being at the dinner table, it was like I'm looking at Patrick Peterson's father like, wow, I used to watch your son's highlight tapes before my games. So it felt very unreal.
Excellent stuff. And we were joking yesterday. We spoke as we were arranging today. And, you know, Patrick Sr., a lot of people always tease Patrick Jr. that, you know, if you don't know either one of them, you might just assume Patrick Peterson Sr. is actually Jr. I mean, he's that physically fit. He looks that good at his age. And like I said, I know it's a comical ongoing thing about, you know, the ability. And again, the kind of testament that he knows how to train. And I know he's had this background for several years now since Patrick got started in the league. So I think you're going to be in good hands in that route. For you, I mean, let's kind of break down what you bring to the table. I mean, why are scouts interested in you? I mean, if you're in the film room with one of them or a few of them right now, I mean, what's going to pop off tape? What are those qualities, Jaleel, that you stand out that you think they're going to like?
Well, for one, I'm definitely a very physical player at my position. I'm aggressive at the point of contact. I love to hit. So that definitely helps a lot when it comes to playing a safety position. Also, when it comes to kick return, I have a lot of vision. I make certain cuts that you can only see with good vision or practice. Like, I work a lot of cone drills, which I feel helps a lot when it comes to making cuts on the dime and things like that nature. I have speed when I get into the open field, so that definitely helps when it comes to getting away from defenders. And just as I used to do in Pop Warner, I'm elusive when I get the ball, so. It's been with me my whole life, and being elusive and making people mess. So I think that'll stand out a lot to scouts. And then also the passion for the game. You could tell looking at my film that I love the game, because I'm not celebrating to the point of getting a penalty, but you could tell that I'm celebrating with my teammates. I'm into the game. Even when I'm coming to the sideline, I'm supporting my teammates while they're on the field. So it's just all around love for the game.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jaleel Riddick, kind enough to join us out of Lincoln, joining us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know you can listen to it at iTunes. Blockhawk Radio will also be featured in his bio at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man moving forward. For you, we really covered, and you covered it very well, the positives, the things that we know. Is there anything that's a big positive that scouts may not see on film? I mean, could it be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the defense you ran where you weren't afforded opportunities to showcase other things? What do these scouts need to know? Because this is your opportunity to share with them that they need to know about you. That's a big plus that they may not see on film.
Our defense was very weak when it came to attacking the ball in the run game. So teams use that and watching film every week to abuse us with the run game. So the ball, during the games, the ball was rarely put in the air. But I definitely got the ability to hawk the ball down when it's put inside the air or anywhere on the field. I would like to have had more forced fumbles, definitely, when it came to strips and stuff. But when it comes to being the ball in the air, I could definitely go attack the ball at the highest point and make the play. Also, leadership skills. is not really too much you can show on a highlight tape as far as leadership skills, but if you would definitely to meet me in person or in the weight room, I'm definitely a leader. And when it comes to helping people out on my team, if they need help with certain things such as, oh, I want to get this part of my body stronger, or oh, I feel like I'm not fast enough, or this and that, I don't mind sharing my workouts or helping them reach their goals. So I would definitely say that's also a leadership trait that couldn't be shown on film.
Nice. And for you, you mentioned training with Patrick Peterson Sr., and you're also, you know, what's your height, weight right now, and are you looking to maybe gain or shed more weight?
Well, right now I'm actually at 5'10¾". I'm weighing 190. If I was to gain more weight, I would probably just want to be at 195 by the time it came to pro day, just so I could stay lean and keep my speed on.
Okay.
As far as power, when it comes to 225, just going in the weight room on a daily basis, I'm throwing it up 17 reps as of right now. So by pro day, I was trying to get to at least 24, 25. So right now, I'm just focused on speed training when I get down there.
Cool. And I'm curious, what day is pro day?
Well, pro day right now is supposed to be March 20th, the same time around Rutgers pro day. My trainer facility is called Test. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but it's owned by the owner Kevin Dunn, who is also he also owns it and he runs the business and the facility. He has a couple kids training up there from LSU, Boston College. Right now, Alabama's corner Cyrus Jones is also training there, so it's a pretty good facility.
Excellent, and I cannot believe what a small world. I'm very close with Kevin. So I can't wait to text Kevin after the show and tell him we had you on. So you're training with Kevin, been working with him for a long time. I'm sure you're in good hands with there. So amazing, what a small word that you've been training at Test with Kevin Dunn and those guys. What's it like training with Test? I mean, talk about how long you've been there and what's the biggest change so far?
Well, I was introduced to Kevin a summer ago when I just was entering my senior season at Lincoln. And I came in there. I wanted to definitely develop more speed and more hip fluidity. And Kevin told me that he would take care of that. He gave me a guy named Coach Gare who was definitely in the weight room, wants you to bring it every day and expects nothing less. And if you're not bringing it, he'll make you go home from the weight room. So he definitely attacked the weights and attacked the cone drills and hip drills every day. Their facility is great. It offers physical therapy. So, you know, if you're a little banged up after the workouts and stuff, they stretch you out, give you a hot tub, cold tub. They feed you there. So they give you the do's and don'ts of what they eat. So the facility is definitely a great place for a person trying to reach the next level. As you see, big names are training there. So it's no fluke when it comes to training at Test.
Yeah, definitely. Patrick Peterson went through Test, so again, shows a testament to that all. So, Joe Flacco as well. So, hey, great stuff. Once again, Jahlil Reddick, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, the standout from Lincoln, the safety defensive back, talking some NFL draft, the qualities and traits that make him a guy to watch moving forward. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Nicki Minaj.
Nice. Like, you know, she's been quiet, man. We've had a big run on Beyonce lately. Beyonce kind of faded out a little bit last year, but she's come out. Nicki Minaj, Megan Good, Lauren London, they've all been quiet. Usually guys are always saying those three, but those ladies, even Rihanna, she's kind of off the radar right now, but Nicki Minaj, a familiar one. And then the last question before we let you go, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes, or are we more inclined to see you on stage as the lead singer of a hip-hop band styling your moves?
I'd rather be a model male runway walker.
Just take them both, right? Excellent stuff, man. I love it, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you got a lot going on. You're busy training as you prepare for this next level, but we'd love to keep in touch with you. We'd love to touch base. That way everybody out there can kind of stay in tune and keep up with how this process is going for you.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be on your show too, Mr. Marchant.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jahlil Reddick. Oh, I cut him off there. Once again, that is Jahlil Reddick, the standout from Lincoln, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Again, if you missed any of this, you can check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and at collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening.